Confessions of a Menopausal Woman by Andrea McLean. Read by Andrea McLean. To menopausal women everywhere. It's okay. We got this. Introduction. Dear reader, this is the book I wish I'd had when I started my menopause, and the one I hope will help you through yours. It all began with a 30-second mention on TV that I was going to be off work for a while, recovering from a hysterectomy. In the space of just 2 days, 10,000 messages came through from viewers, asking to be kept updated, begging for advice, comfort, and for me to share my experience. I was overwhelmed. Over the following weeks, the questions continued to fly in thick and fast, all of them from women desperate for help and support. They wanted to know why I'd needed the hysterectomy and what the operation had been like, because they were about to have one as well and were scared. Other women were telling me they were in exactly the same situation as me, at home recovering and feeling overwhelmed by the changes that were happening to their mind and body, the fear of the unknown taking them on a downward spiral of worry and anxiety. It was clear to me that a huge proportion of the female population in the UK was living in fear and confusion. There was no one for them to talk to about their experience, and no one was helping them. Take away the word menopause and just look at the symptoms women experience during this time. Night sweats, joint and muscle pain, memory loss, depression, fatigue, lethargy, loss of libido. How can anyone be expected to carry on a normal life while living in such physical and mental discomfort without support? It's insane when you consider that half the population of the whole world will go through this phase of life and be expected to keep a stiff upper lip, not mention anything, and simply get on with it. Not talking about things can make us worry that we're the only ones feeling the way we do, and that just makes us feel worse and even more afraid. There are pages of information on the internet telling us what to expect physically during the menopause and what to look out for mentally. But when I started on this journey 6 years ago, there wasn't a book that shared with me how it felt, firsthand, from someone I knew and trusted. There are some wonderful online forums and sites dedicated to women and their changing needs, but at the time when I personally needed comfort and information, none spoke to me in a voice I liked. Some were frightening and hysterical, if I'm honest, and gave my inner what-if voice a megaphone to shout at me with, which didn't do much to calm the anxious thoughts zooming round inside my head. When I went back to work and talked about it on Loose Women, the papers picked up on the story and "Woman Has Menopause" seemed to be, if you'll excuse the pun, pretty hot news. I didn't set out to become the poster girl for all this. It happened by default, because I realised that there wasn't any point pretending that I hadn't had a hysterectomy or wasn't going through the menopause, and I could see by the response I was getting how much of a relief women were finding it that someone was talking about the subject. So I figured I might as well embrace the conversation that was opening up and push my experience out there, because some of the information women are being given is scary and headline-grabbing, and it really doesn't have to be. I faced up to the fact that a big part of me was afraid to talk about what I was going through, for the same reason that other women in the public eye now confide in me at parties, that they too have had hysterectomies, that they too are experiencing the change, that they don't want anyone to know in case they're seen as being old. These women ask me for advice while swearing me to secrecy at the same time, because they don't want the industry to think that they're now past it, and they're terrified they'll be replaced by someone younger and fresher. Is this because those in positions of power in the entertainment industry truly believe that women over a certain age aren't relevant to viewers at home? Who exactly do they think is at home? While I appreciate that entertainment needs to be aspirational at a certain level, watching other humans do things we're impressed by, singing, dancing, juggling, answering tricky quiz questions, or scaring the life out of politicians, whatever floats your boat, why does this have a cut-off point for women once they reach a certain age? Why do we have such a culture of youth-centric aspiration? I've had so many people from all walks of life stop me and thank me for being open about the menopause, for making them feel that they aren't the only ones going through it. Originally, I wasn't going to speak about it publicly because I didn't want to be seen as being old either. I still don't. However, I looked at things again and I shifted my perspective. I saw that this isn't about age. The menopause can happen as early as your 30s, and my God, if you're old then, what...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?